Minister, you know now that the report that has recently been published was delayed by a year. That's a year that families in Donegal have had to endure more concern, more alarm in terms of their homes are literally falling apart around them. There's not a week goes by, I mean, and particularly in recent weeks since the report's been published, I've spoken to so many families. I've either met them at their home, spoke to them on the phone, where they take me through the concerns they have, and they're totally devastated here. Now, the report proves very clearly is that there was a failure in terms of state regulation, in terms of building control. That's absolutely clear in the report. If you look at the 8 recommendations, they all focus on the need to make serious improvements in this area. Minister, I'm appealing to you now, we're a year behind here schedule already in terms of the report, to please introduce a redress scheme similar to the pirate scheme in Dublin and North Leinster for the families involved. Like they're facing a situation where they're looking at their gables falling apart. I talked to a family where they have bison slab, you know, concrete floor and then another wooden floor above that. You know, what do you do in a situation like that, where you're worried that literally the roof could fall down over your head? That's what people are facing right now, and they've waited a year that's been delayed because of the delay in the report. So, Minister, we need your government, similar to what happened with the pyrite situation, to introduce a redress scheme, to allow families to immediately bring in qualified engineers to assess the work that needs to be done in these houses, and to put in place the resources to allow them to rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives. Thousands of families are affected in Donegal. You know, hundreds of council homes are affected. So please, I'm asking you to urgently bring in a redress scheme to give hope to these families that they can rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives.
Minister, thank you.
I intend to share time and subsequently with Senator Walsh.
Well, maybe allow Senator Walsh to raise a supplementary or...
A supplementary,
yeah,
absolutely.
You can come in after that, please. It's just that today has gone skew ways because, number one, somebody else, the Minister, couldn't come in and we were waiting a few minutes. So, look, the Minister has an appointment as well, so, Minister, we'll allow you to come in.
Thanks for hearing. And again, I understand things can change, but I'm sorry I couldn't wait any longer because we have a couple of appointments booked up as well. I want to thank... Senator McLaughlin for raising this issue, and also it's an important issue that I well recognise. And I also want to thank a lot of your colleagues, both in Donegal and Mayo, across parties and across both houses, have been raising this issue with me directly over the last year, since I took up this role, and many others as well. So it's an issue that concerns a lot of people, and I think it's all sides want this to be sorted out as well. At the outset, I want to acknowledge the very difficult and distressing situations that certain homeowners in Donegal and Mayo are facing on account of damage to the structural integrity of their homes. I have seen some of these damaged homes firsthand, and I've met with the homeowners in both Donegal and Mayo. So I do understand very clearly the difficulties they face, and I can certainly understand the hassles caused into their lives, both financially and socially, and even to their own health, over the last number of years as they had to deal with this. I'm also firmly believed, though, that the parties responsible for poor workmanship and or the supply of defective materials should face up to their responsibilities and take appropriate actions to provide remedies for the affected homeowners, both in these cases and other cases as well. The expert panel on concrete blocks was established by my department in 2016 to investigate problems that have emerged in the concrete blockwork of certain dwellings in counties Donegal and Mayo. The panel had the following terms of reference. A, to identify, insofar as is possible, the numbers of private dwellings which appear to be affected by defects in the blockwork in the counties of Donegal and Mayo. And now we have a rough idea of numbers, potentially, you know, we know the minimum numbers and certainly what the max could be in both these counties as well. So it's important data that we have that collected as well. Number two, to carry out a desktop study which will include a consultation process with affected homeowners, public representatives, local authorities, product manufacturers, building professionals, testing laboratories, industry stakeholders and other relevant parties to establish the nature of the problem in the affected dwellings. And again, that work has been carried out now and quite useful to help us provide the solutions that are needed as well. To outline a range of technical options for remediation and the means by which those technical options could be applied to. And again, we have that information now as well. And to submit a report within 6 months. I received the report of the expert panel, which is comprehensive and addresses all the areas of the terms of reference, on the 6th of June 2017, and I published the report a week later on 13th of June as well. The report has 8 recommendations. My department has already taken action to implement recommendations 1 and 2 as priorities. With regard to recommendation 1, testing and categorisation protocol, the department met with the National Standards Authority of Ireland, NSAI, recently to discuss the establishment of a technical committee to scope and fast-track the development of a standardised protocol. And that's number one, a recommendation, because that's the most important one, that we get the protocol right. Because I've dealt with these schemes before in the past, and it's important that we have that bit dealt with, and that takes away some of the grey area for homeowners as well. With regard to recommendation 2, competent professional oversight, my department has been in contact with Engineers Ireland in regard to the establishment of a register of competent engineers for homeowner affected parties reference. Engineers Ireland provides assurance that they will collaborate with the department, with the NSAI and others on measures to establish such a register. And again, that's highly important that we do as quickly as we possibly can. So we're not delaying on these recommendations in any way possible at all. So I fully appreciate and understand the urgency of this matter to the affected homeowners, and I will continue to monitor the progress very closely, and indeed we will be meeting the residents in both counties very soon as well. In addition, and in light of the information contained in the report, I am currently considering, along with my department, what further actions may be required to assist the parties directly involved in reaching a satisfactory resolution to the problems that have emerged in the two counties.
Okay. I'll allow Senator Conway to raise a matter about your own county, Mayo.
Okay, yes, yeah. Thank you, Cathaoirleach, and thank you, Minister. Minister, you will know there's 345 homes affected in County Mayo. Minister, this isn't good enough at all. Not by a long, long shot. People want a redress scheme. People thank you and are grateful to you for doing the report in the first instance. But all of the language that you have used today suggests that what people really need is going to be hidden behind these lines. We must face up to the fact that these homeowners were let down. They were sold, or they were sold materials that were not fit for purpose. That was clearly stated in the report. We, as a state, had an obligation to them to protect them in that. We failed to do that. We failed to implement the legislation that was already there, and we failed to have the legislation that would further protect these homeowners. Nothing short of a redress scheme will fix this problem. We can talk about it for years. We can write volumes and volumes of reports. That is not going to cut the mustard. We need a redress scheme, and we need a redress scheme now. And I just would ask you, Minister, there are two ways we can get this redress scheme. Can it be found, this money that's needed, can it be found within the housing budget as it is, the amounts that are allocated to housing, because this is a housing issue, or will there be a line in the budget for a redress scheme? They are the two things that we need to know in County Mayo, and indeed to Donegal. And I thank my own colleague, Senator McLaughlin, for raising this really important issue again, which we've been driving for over a year now. Thank you.
Briefly, Minister.
Again, Cathaoirleach, everyone's been driving this issue for well over a year. So I think I recognise that. It's cross-party, everybody here. And I want to be clear on that. And I'm conscious that it affects Donegal and Mayo. I think we'll be wrong about to try and claim this issue. People are affected here. It's not a political issue. I've met these people. I have told them that I will do my job to help them get a resolution. So don't, please, I don't want any party trying to claim. No one's claiming that in here. No,
we would never do that because it's the homeowners that are centre to this.
First of all, and again, the residents who I've met fully understand this, and I met the MICA Action Group in Donegal and other groups in Mayo as well. They understood that a report had to be done. We had to gather the evidence and the solutions. I now have that. I have it a couple of weeks. We'll deal with it. And these people need to know that what they want to know is that the houses will be fixed. And I told them that I will work with them on that. And that is as far as we're going at this moment in time, until I get a chance to go through all the report, to go through all the recommendations. I want to be clear on this. I only got it myself a few weeks ago. And the residents understand that, and I'll meet them in the next couple of weeks to discuss this with them as well. What's important is where we can move on with recommendations, that we do that straight away. And we've done that immediately with recommendation 1 and 2. And that's the way we'll continue with the rest of the recommendations, as urgently as I possibly can, make decisions. I will.